All good to go?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is 6 o'clock on December 13th, 2021, and this is the town council meeting of Curie Beach. I was joking today that as we call this to order, this is my 97th meeting I'm calling to order. So it's been a while. If we, John, do you have an invocation for us? Thank you.
Please join me in prayer. Our Father and our God, we praise you and we thank you for today, the privilege of coming into your presence on this historic and solemn occasion. We thank you for your gracious hand, which has preserved us as a nation. We praise you for the peaceful community and continuity of government that this event represents. Father, assist with your spirit of counsel and fortitude these elected officials, that their administration may be conducted in righteousness and with eminently useful to your people over whom they preside. May they encourage due respect for virtue and religion. May they execute the laws with justice and mercy. May they be enabled by your powerful protection to discharge their duties with honesty and integrity. Almighty God, we beseech you to bless the people of Curie Beach. Keep them at peace among themselves and in concord with all other peoples. Cause justice and charity to flourish among them, that they may be enabled to live as persons created in thine own image and likeness. May we all be preserved in union and that peace which the world cannot give, and after enjoying the blessings of this life, be admitted to those which are eternal. Amen.
Thank you, John. Pledge allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, gentlemen, may I have a motion or changes recommended for the consent agenda items?
I'll make a motion that we accept the consent agenda as printed.
Second.
Okay, all the items on the consent agenda then, with no further questioning. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Consent agenda passes. Adoption of the normal agenda. Do we have any changes to the agenda?
Make a motion to adopt it as presented.
Second.
Okay. The agenda has a motion and is to be adopted as presented. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. All right, now we will open for any public comment. Do we have any public comment on the line? Mandy?
We do not.
No sign-ups?
No, sir.
Okay, do we have anybody who's signed up in the audience?
No, sir.
Okay, well, that's good. This will be a quick meeting. Moving on to old business. Discussion of Civil Solutions contract. Mr. Messmer.
Going up. I do want to get this on
a project schedule so I can get this completed before the next big event that we have, you know, as far as the summertime and stuff like that.
Sure.
So, I did send some numbers, and I know some of you were asking about maybe a warranty or something like that. So I went to the manufacturer and got a warranty. They pretty much, they warranty the material and stuff and installation for 5 years. This type of material, which I sent, I give Captain Hager a sample of. This is what we're looking at to install to line underneath the town hall and stuff. But basically, like I said tonight, I'm just asking for guidance on the possibly when I can possibly start this. I know it's a little bit above my normal range of things without having consent from council, but I honestly feel like this is probably I know it's a really good move to do, so.
Sorry.
I'll just leave it up to you guys.
Your recommendation, Jimmy, is that we go ahead and proceed with this?
Yes, sir.
Okay, do you have any input on this, Commissioner?
Yeah, so I also sent counsel, Bill Bryan did estimates. He's an excellent retired professional engineer on the actual impact to do the lining, which he shows it would actually increase the flow. So for the audience, basically we have a 36-inch pipe that goes underneath Town Hall to a ditch on K Avenue and then takes stormwater from multiple neighborhoods underneath Town Hall or underneath the Town Hall parking area to the ditch. It's concrete pipe that's been there for about 30 years and it's starting to fall off. And so when we cambered it, Jimmy went out to experts to decide what the best way to deal with this issue. And they recommend basically slipping in inserts of a plastic nature or a fiber reinforced plastic, similar to whatever surfboards are made of. Yeah, fiberglass. Thank you. Fiberglass reinforced plastic, FRP.
Do they slide it in and it mat?
Yeah, so they'll slide it in. That's right. They'll slide it in. So it'll be contiguous with slipped in. So they only have to dig up at a couple of the manholes. They won't dig up the whole road, which is good. Engineering analysis shows that it'll increase the flow rate, which is what we want, right? We don't want to cause any problems. Also, working with the HOA, part of this pipe is actually on HOA property and owned by the HOA. So that's why you see two bids here, because Jimmy broke it up and we'll work with the HOA on how that's paid for, because the part of the pipe that theirs will be their responsibility, not the town's, but we want to do it all at the same time. So I think the next step from us is to get consensus from council to approve it and then have Jimmy work first with the town attorney to make sure that he's comfortable with how the bid or if we need to do something different, and then reach out to the HOA and make sure they're willing to participate in the repair. So those are the steps that the council needs to do, in my opinion, unless the attorney has something else.
I totally agree that legal should review it, but I'm a little confused. Are these just estimates and they're not proposals?
Well, they can't be, they're not signed proposals. I'm just putting the numbers on the table tonight.
And I'll be glad to work with Jimmy on and check procurement requirements, but more to the point, contracts requirements.
Right.
Okay.
So I'm asking council's consensus, or I can make a motion, whichever one the attorney tells us is correct, to give the public works director authority to work with the town attorney and Beachwalk HOA to get this project fully vetted and bring it back to council for funding and final approval.
Why don't we go ahead with the motion and then we'll track it and we will have the final approval with another motion of proceed.
Okay. I make a motion that we give the public works director permission to work with the town attorney and the Beachwalk HOA for final funding and contracting to come back to council for final approval for relining the pipe from the end of Beachwalk to K Avenue.
Second.
Beneath the town hall.
Okay, so we have a second, Joseph. Mm-hmm. Okay, all in favor, gentlemen? Any other? Okay, aye.
Sorry.
That's okay, no problem. That's too quick with that. So that's it,
yes,
Jimmy?
Sir.
All right, thank you. Next we have the oaths of office.
You're up first, sir.
Yeah, I'm first.
Continuity is a good thing.
There you go.
Ricky?
That's only regular meetings.
At this time, we will administer the oath of office for the mayor. And if you'll put your left hand on the Bible, then count by your right.
After all these meetings, I think they did it by now. That's my closest to the heart.
And repeat after me. I, Craig Blazinski.
I, Craig Blazinski.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and maintain.
That I will support and maintain.
The Constitution and laws of the United States.
That I will support and maintain the Constitution and the laws of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of North Carolina.
And the Constitution and laws of North Carolina.
Not inconsistent therewith.
Not inconsistent therewith.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties.
Of my office as mayor of the town of Curie Beach.
In my office as mayor of the town of Curie Beach. Thank you.
Next, we have Mr. Oliver.
Carolina.
Not inconsistent therewith.
Not inconsistent therewith.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of my office.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of my office.
As commissioner for the town of Curie Beach.
As commissioner for the town of Curie Beach. Thank you.
Commissioner Allen.
I will now administer the oath of office for commissioner for the town of Curie Beach. If you'll repeat after me. I, John Ellen, do solemnly swear that I will support and maintain the Constitution.
That I will support and maintain and defend the Constitution.
And the laws of the United States.
And the laws of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of North Carolina.
And the Constitution and laws of North Carolina.
Not inconsistent therewith.
Not inconsistent therewith.
And that I will faithfully discharge the duties of my office.
And I will faithfully discharge the duties of my office.
As commissioner for the town of Curie Beach.
As commissioner for the town of Curie Beach.
Congratulations.
Okay, with that aside, this council for the town of Curry Beach has three retired gentlemen. Spend a good deal of time working for the community. We also have two gentlemen who are in the middle of their professional careers. That is Mr. Hagler and Mr. Whitley. It has become necessary for me to distribute the workload accordingly to allow these men to deal with these times, supply issues, and other things that they are dealing with for their companies. Therefore, there are some changes to the government assignments, and some of you may recognize them, some of you may not, but these changes have nothing to do with the abilities of these men. It merely has to do with the times available for these men. Therefore, let us begin. First would be a nomination for the mayor pro tem for the 2-year term.
Make a motion for Alan Oliver to be the mayor pro tem for the next 2 years.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? Mr. Oliver, are you okay with this?
I'm okay.
TV cameras come to you first.
Yeah. All right. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Congratulations, Alan. Liaison to Building Inspections Department, Town Codes requires a council appointment.
I make a motion, John Ellen, to the liaison to the Building Inspections Department.
Second.
John?
I'm fine.
All right. All in favor? Aye. Two council members to serve on the Curry Beach, Carolina Beach Sewer Authority. I make a motion that we have David Hagler and Alan Oliver on that authority based on the liaisons to finance and to public works.
Second.
Any other questions on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. One council member to be added as banking signatory. Alan, you will be a signatory now as pro tem. I am as the mayor, and I would like to appoint John Ellen as the third signatory.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. Thank you, gentlemen. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. I need a motion for the Council of Governments. I move that we appoint Alan Oliver as the Council of Governments representative. It has to be a council member.
John, second.
Okay. Are you okay with that?
Oh, yeah.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I don't expect anybody to turn these down. We've talked. MPO Advisory Board must be a council member.
Make a motion to nominate John Ellen, that advisory board.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Done a good job there, John. Bring some more money in. Citizens Advisory Board. I would like a nomination for that, if you would give me a nomination, Alan.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I've talked with Mo Linquist this afternoon. She's our bicycle pedestrian chairperson, and she would be glad to serve in this role.
Okay. So we have a motion for Mo Linquist to be the Citizens Advisory MPO Committee member.
I'll say.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Any opposed?
Not opposed, just a question. You're looking at 8.7, right? So...
Yes.
Beth, does that have to be a council member?
In the past, I believe that one is you, Mandy, correct? That's who I have it last time.
I'm just asking, it says must be a council member on your paperwork.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would actually be Mandy. Sorry about that.
I'm fine with it being Mo. I just wanted to ask your paperwork.
Yeah, paperwork.
Okay, good enough.
Doesn't need to be any
ignore that. Okay, I got it.
Ignore that part.
Just didn't want us to get off track.
That was on 8.10. You guys are just...
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Ports and Waterway Beach Commission is usually an elected official, but it's not required. But we have had an elected official on this committee for the last dozen years. I want to keep that focus on our beach. Therefore, the representative I would like to nominate for that is Alan Oliver.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. The Tourism Development Authority is one business owner and the mayor. So I win that one. And the we do have to pick a motel owner for that, and we were working on that. We do not have anybody to name at this time. So that will be a TBD, if you would, Beth. The MPO Bicycle and Pedestrian Committee must be a resident. May I have a recommendation and a motion?
Does Mo not still want to do it?
Yeah,
she doesn't do it. Yeah, I'll nominate Mo Lindquist for that.
I'll second.
Okay, so Mo will continue in that capacity, and we appreciate her work in that area. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Cape Fear Disability Commission. Now, this is currently a young man who I believe is now off to school. We will find another individual. With COVID, things were a little tough getting people together, and he did live with his grandmother. So we will come up with somebody for that, but we do not have, that's an open spot at this point in time. Now, this now is the easy part. Mayor announcement for council liaisons. Administration department, that'll be the mayor. Finance department, that'll be Alan. Fire department, that's going to be Joseph. Ocean Rescue, Joseph. Police department, Craig. Public Works, David. Recreation department, Alan. Bike Ped committee, Alan. Community center committee, Craig. Land use plan committee, Joseph. Marketing committee, John Allen. Planning and zoning commission and historic preservation commission, Planning and Zoning Commission will be John Allen. The Historic Preservation Commission will be Joseph. Shoreline Access and Beach Protection Committee, Joseph, you'll stay with that. That will give you the Fire Department, Ocean Rescue, and Beach.
Okay,
you're going to be the beach man. All right. Storm Oversight Committee, David, that's a pretty touchy committee, so I appreciate you staying with that
one.
Great committee. Emergency manager position, that's even more exciting. I'd appreciate you staying with that one, David.
Yes, sir.
Matsu Sunny Point liaison, Joseph, I need your continued assistance in that area. The relationships you've built are going to help us quite a bit. And parking, I'll take up parking. I'll continue with the parking issues and the parking inputs from the town. Are there any other questions relative to those assignments?
No, sir.
Oh, thank you, John. I did want to make that mention. You will be the liaison member ex officio to the Chamber of Commerce, so that the town knows that you're working with the business community on that. And you can help me find that TBD member for the TDA. Okay, moving on to item 10, council retreat. We need to schedule time for the council annual retreat. Any comments? There's recommendations here.
Either one works for me, Mayor.
So does work for you?
For council.
How about Joseph? You're working
Friday.
Friday the 4th is okay.
Make a motion to make the town annual retreat Friday, February 4th at Town Hall.
Second. Okay. All right. We have Friday, February the 4th motion. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Last item, or one of the last items. Reschedule the town council meeting due to town hall being closed for Martin Luther King holiday on January 17th. What would be the will of council, to move that to the Monday prior or the Monday after? So that would be the 10th or the 24th?
The Monday after, you have stormwater committee at 5:30.
That's fine. We can move that if that's where council wants the meeting to be.
Do I have a recommendation?
I'm good either day.
I'm either, whichever.
I prefer the
24th.
24th? They're here.
Okay.
So make the motion.
All right.
I'll make a motion and move it to the Monday the 24th.
Okay. Second. We have a motion to move the next meeting to Monday the 24th.
I'll second.
And we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so be it. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we do not have a closed session, I don't believe. Do we, Mandy?
Yes, sir.
No closed session? None from you, Mr. Attorney?
No, sir. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Therefore...
Before you close, can you ask if the department has anything they need to bring up?
Yeah, that's a good point.
If they don't, that's fine. But
any of the department heads have anything they want to bring up, any announcements they want to make, anything they want to call attention to?
Yes, sir. From admin.
Anything on town hall closures that you need from us over the holidays?
No, sir. We're all set.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Mandy, before I adjourn, could you tell the folks what's next?
Socialize.
Okay, may I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.